For the record, here on CKXU 88.3 FM, CKPN 105.7 FM in the Beginning Nation. Joining me on the show now is Marlena Moore. Thank you so much for stopping and talking with us.
Of course, anytime.
For people that aren't fully aware, what's your story and what got you into music?
Like Sarah McLachlan in the car with my mom, the record servicing, probably got me into music. You know, I've always been like singing and writing tunes, and now I make indie rock music under my name that I was given at birth. That's pretty much the story. And lots of other stuff happened in between, I guess, too. That's a long life, I guess.
What's the drive for you to create the type of music you do now?
That's an interesting question right now, because I'm currently in a mode where I'm actually having a really tough time creating and figuring out why it is that I am doing that. I still will, and I always come to this every once in a while, but sometimes you can't help but wonder why you are doing it. And so right now I'm kind of in that why question in this exact time. I guess before it was just feeling like I was really bad at talking, and then felt like I was able to express myself better through music. And so for me right now, I guess it's just finding something that I want to say that I actually want people to hear. And sometimes you don't have a lot of that right now. I have a record that I'm fully done that is unreleased. So I'm in that miserable process of waiting for it to be released, and then playing songs that will be new to people like next year possibly, but are all super old to me. So I'm trying to keep it fresh best I can. So it's an interesting time in this exact moment that you find me in, I would say.
For your performing at Sled, what is it like to be included in something like this?
I love Sled Island so much. It's my favorite festival. It feels like summer camp for all of my friends who play music across the country and get to all be in one place, which is really nice for me. It is kind of funny, when I first started playing solo on my own, being able to play Sled felt like a very like elusive, faraway thing. And then I think this is my 6th year playing it, maybe a little bit less than that. So it just feels like I'm part of a community, and I've been accepted by Sled, and I'm very grateful for it.
What do you feel the importance is for things like this for communities?
I think it's really important for people to go out and see something that maybe they didn't expect to like or to see. I think that's the best feeling, is to kind of stumble across something, like a band you didn't know existed, and be pleasantly surprised by something. I think Sled is also really good at bringing bands in that would normally never play this part of Canada otherwise, too, which I think it is something that is really special for people. I just think it's... Sled has just always been really good at giving a really diverse curation. You know, two people can go off and have the most different time at the same festival. So there's something for everybody here.
Well, thank you again for stopping and talking with us. Before you end off, if people want to stay up to date with what's going on with you and checking out your music, what are the best ways they can do that?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Marlena Moore. And then I'm on all of your, I think, desired streaming services if you want to listen there. I have videos on YouTube. I'm currently based in Montreal and don't have any extensive plans for touring at the moment. But like I said, I do have an album that will be released at some point.
Awesome. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Thank you again.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Awesome.